We were talking with one of our listeners recently, and I have not stopped thinking about her. She was telling us a story about how she met this guy and she wasn't impressed with him, didn't like how he looked. Her gut instincts were saying something was off. But anyway, he did something which I think is not so uncommon, sadly. It's called love bombing. Love bombing. So what is love bombing? Love bombing is when somebody comes into your life in more of a flurry, like they're trying to gain your approval, they're trying to gain your acceptance, they're actually trying to cover up flaws, things that they don't want you to know about. But some people you would never know they had flaws because they are coming in their best Sunday dressed to impress you. So you might get gifts. You definitely get words of affirmation. They might say things like, "I've never met anybody like you." And this caller was even told that he said, "Well, you don't want to die a woman that doesn't have anybody in her life, right?" I mean, but the pull is to get you hooked. Now, why are they doing that? Their number one reason why they are love bombing you is they are trying to catch you in their net. They're trying to catch you in their net like a firefly. They're trying to put you in their jar because they have things that you have, that you have things that they want, right? So like a firefly that they're putting in the jar, it might be, and in this woman's case, it was like her financial. She was, financially established, had a home and all that. And he was coming from nothing. And this is a pattern, but we asked the question, why was this woman duped? Why those of you that are listening, they're like, "I think I was love bombed too." The most painful part of love bombing is once that person has used you, has acquired what they want, they drop you like a hot potato because they're on to gather more. It's like somebody who's love bombing you to acquire more territory, more businesses, more relationships, so that they have more to add to themselves. Usually, these people have very low self-images and can be narcissistic, right? Oftentimes, kind of that hollow self, but they are trying to make you make them better. So, I don't know, Dr. Jackie.
Well, they also will turn on you and try to make you feel bad about yourself and make you feel about yourself the way they really feel about themselves. And then others will jump on board. And so if you have a friend and somebody's in their life and they're saying all the right things and doing all the right things and giving them all the great gifts, and you might want to tell them to take a pause and slow down a little bit and pay attention,
do
because,
not run,
right, all of that is
walk.
Just distraction to keep you from seeing the truth.
So if you are on the other side of a love bomber, how do you heal yourself? How do you get better? How do you look at yourself and go, "Why am I attracted to this? Why do I fall prey to this?" And usually it's because of abandonment wounds, right? You may have been out of relationship for a long time. You may enjoy the flattery because you're like a Sahara Desert that's felt parched in the land of being single or not dating. And so get shored up with your girlfriends, with other relationships, stay with a good counselor or coach. Just don't isolate, because typically what happens is, when you're isolated, you fall more prey to people like this. So fortify yourself.
And this can happen with men too. So we don't want you to think that women don't do
Right.
the same
It's
thing. Women are love
true.
bombers as well, and can come in and isolate you and take everything in the same way that a con man can do, a con woman would do the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.